From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, the forbidden archaeologist Michael Cremo joins us. Get ready for that, but here's what's happening. The Food and Drug Administration is now warning four companies that their caffeinated alcoholic beverages posed a public health concern and could be seized under federal law. The FDA's announcement follows a year-long study by the agency, which is concluding that the caffeine added to the malt liquors was an unsafe food additive. The FDA said the companies issued warning letters, including Fusion Projects, which manufactures Four Loko, a beverage named in the hospitalizations of nine underage college students in the state of Washington in October. And then the makers of other drinks sold under brand names such as Core, Moonshot, and Juice with a J. Experts have said the caffeine used in the beverages can mask the effects of alcohol, leaving drinkers unaware of how intoxicated they are. Already five states, New York, Washington, Utah, Michigan, and Oklahoma, already have taken steps to remove similar drinks from store shelves. Garlic may be useful in addition to medication to treat high blood pressure, according to a study. Australian doctors enrolled 50 patients in a trial to see if garlic supplements could help those whose blood pressure was high despite medication. Those given four capsules of garlic extract a day had lower blood pressure than those on placebos. Christian Wild, author of many books, including Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair and Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke, is on the line with us here. Christian, we've always known garlic was a helpful boost, huh?
That's right. That's nature's control for high blood pressure. It's certainly nothing wrong with adding it to a medication. But let me ask you, George, if you were to have a chance of taking a ACE inhibitor drug for blood pressure, and you knew that either it would be lisinopril or maybe Altace, but if you knew that it would lower your risk of a heart attack by 20%, lower your risk of a stroke by 31%, and sudden death by 37%, and death from all causes by 16%, would you opt for medication rather than taking garlic by itself like a lot of people are doing? This study that you just referenced talked about combining the two, and that probably is very good sense. The only problem is you might lose a lot of close friends.
There are some medications, as you know, Christian, that I think do remarkably well for people. Mm-hmm. I would study it, and then to answer that question, I'd probably end up taking both.
It's the silent killer, and we don't want to fool around with that one.
All right, Margaret, what's new with the newsletter?
News report is we're forming the new one for the December issue, and we're sharing a lot of good information. There's so many things happening with stem cells every day, and most people who have a family member or are dealing with some episode in their own life, some event, or some illness, the promise of the adult stem cells, as according to all of the studies that we report on, is nothing short of a miracle.
Do you have a complete Christmas song, by the way? Have you sung one?
Do I? No.
Yeah.
Why don't you write me one?
Well, you know what? We're doing the program on Christmas Eve Live. I'd love to play a little Christmas song from you, if you had one.
Well, we got some time. Maybe I can come up with something.
Well, see what you might have in the old closet.
Okay.
All right, Christian. You take care.
Nice talking to you.
All right. Bill Nye, by the way, who's been on the program, host of the Emmy-winning 1990s television show, Bill Nye the Science Guy, collapsed during a California speech, then got up and continued his presentation. The 54-year-old Nye apparently fainted on stage in front of hundreds of people gathered at the University of Southern California. Paramedics and campus safety officers quickly responded. Nye collapsed in mid-sentence at the podium. About 10 seconds later, he was conscious and asked the audience how long he was out. Nye told the audience a similar thing happened to him earlier in the day. I think he's getting checked out, and he should. The head of the Transportation Security Administration is now acknowledging that the new pat-downs are more invasive than what travelers were used to in the past. I guess so. Some travelers complain that the new inspections target sensitive body areas and he understands those privacy concerns, but I'm not sure they're going to do anything about it. I've got mixed feelings about the body scanners, but these pat-downs, I think, are truly an invasion of privacy. Panic broke out at a Trinidad and Tobago high school after students fell mysteriously ill. They began rolling around on the ground, blabbering in a strange tongue, triggering fears of a demon attack. 17 female students at the school began the strange behavior after suffering from nausea and headaches. Two of the students reported trying to throw themselves off a railing. They had to be physically restrained. Teachers took the students into the multipurpose hall, where some of them fell into a semi-conscious state. A person claimed that he communicated with the devil who had possessed a girl. I asked the devil what he wanted with the girls, and the voice said he wanted a life. Roman Catholic priests and pastors from nearby churches showed up at the schools to shower the children with holy water and prayers. If you look at one of the highlight stories at coasttocoastam.com, a video taken by an Ohio teenager at a cemetery in Savannah, Georgia, could be proof of the existence of ghosts. The video was posted online by a television station after the station explained it obtained permission from the family, which spent 2 years obtaining a copyright to the footage. The report warns a lawyer standing by for those who try to misuse it. The report explains how Jesse Greathouse was visiting relatives in Savannah at Christmas in 2008 and was randomly videotaping in the nearly 260-year-old Colonial Park Cemetery, where 9,000-plus graves include a mass for victims of yellow fever. Suddenly, there was a caught sight of what appeared to be a child running after another shadowy figure in the distance. The child appears to be in the range of 6 to 8 years old based on the height in the video. Suddenly just leaps into a tree. You might want to take a look at this one at coasttocoastam.com. The Leonid meteor shower of 2010 is peaking this week, and the best time to see the sky? Well, it's right now. And who better than Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates, to tell us all about it. Hey, Stephen.
And good morning, George. Wow, you're so right. This is the peak of the best meteor shower, I think, for some, but maybe not the best for others, depending on where you live, but simply this for coast listeners. If you go out of doors and look into the east, George, starting at around 3 a.m. to sunrise, if your skies are clear, you'll probably get to see the best of this part of the Leonids, maybe 20 meteors per hour. But unfortunately, the moon is in the way right now because it's nearly full. I wanted to impart this to the coast audience, that when you see these meteors, George, the whole part of debris from Comet Temple Tuttle, some of them are as tiny as a grain of sand, and others may be up the size of about 9 millimeters. And, you know, those particles create these really bright fireballs in the sky, and their kinetic energy, George, is amazing. It's like that of an object, like a car, hitting an object at about 60 miles an hour, all this brought to you by Mother Nature. And, you know, George, it actually gets better for sky watchers in December, and we like to talk about things to project here on the coast audience. Don't forget, there'll be a great total eclipse of the moon coming up on the night of the 20th of December. Everybody across the coast audience should be able to see it. And as always, go check Dr. Sky on the After Dark magazine, and check us out, George, at drsky.com. We got a lot of stuff for the coast audience to check out.
Well, it's a great time, Stephen, to look at the sky, isn't it? And a Kentucky man has told how two friends of his, if you want to call them that, cut off his beard and forced him to eat it right in a fight over a lawnmower. Harvey Westmoreland told police that the pair, James Hill and Troy Holt, had invited him over and his brother to their house. In the course of the exchange, Holt apparently offered to buy Mr. Westmoreland's lawnmower for $250. They got into a fight, they cut his beard, and they forced him to eat it. Well, up next, Dr. Lewis Turry joins us, astrologer, author, psychic. What's on his plate for this month and the rest of the year? That's all next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Dr. Lewis Turry, the astrologer, the author, number of books, including 2009 Moon Power, lecturer, influenced by Nostradamus, The Methods of Divine Astrology. And he spent many years reviving the seer's rare methods. Here he is back on Coast to Coast. Lewis, welcome. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Josh, for inviting me again.
I understand you're in France.
I am, and I've got some good news. I went through all sorts of tests for cancer, and everything comes out clear. So I'm cancer-free for the time being, and looks like it's not coming back.
That's good for you, Louis. You know, besides attitude, what did you do to fight this?
Well, I guess you gotta have certain knowledge of how the subconscious works. Your subconscious takes your wishes or your fears at the same level. So it's very important if you have cancer to realize your thought will affect the atomic structure of your body. So the idea is to keep positive, and of course, family members, all of them, friends, are great help. It's all in the mind, you know. You could be suffering absolutely anything. If you have a good attitude, the disease is halfway. The battle against the disease is halfway won.
What's new with you these days in the world of the cosmic code?
A lot of great things. I was listening to President Sarkozy, you know, the new French president here.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty interesting. He's trying to turn France into America while Obama is trying to turn America into France. This is insane. You have to be both sides of the coin to really understand. But I did his stars, and he was born with the head of the dragon in Capricorn, the sun in Capricorn. It's absolutely incredible, the power of the stars leading people to positions of power. It's absolutely amazing. It's against the law not to know such an incredible opportunity offered to people in order to land themselves in any position in life. This is just amazing. I'm learning so much, George.
Super. Louis, you must have a huge audience. Let me tell you why. When we were setting up to get you on the program today, mm-hmm. even before we posted it on our website, I was getting emails from our listeners going, "This is exciting. You got Dr. Turi on." And I'm going, "How in the heck do they know this?" Well, I guess you've got a massive newsletter following, don't you?
Absolutely. Not only this, but that's just the beginning, George. I'm working with John now, and I'm about to sign a contract with Asia, Google, India, and China, where my forecast will be going on iPod and iPhone. It's going to be pretty interesting to listen to myself speaking Chinese or Japanese, talking about a dragon. Of course, knowing that India is very much following my work, it looks like if my career is just going totally, I understand it. The head of the dragon is moving in my 10th house of career for the next 2 years. And I have this global telecast coming up on December 15, which is going to give me even more listening audience. So, you know, it's set in my stars to make drastic progress within the next couple of years. And it starts to show. That's it.
Give us some of your thoughts and predictions for the rest of November, Louis, and then in December, if you can.
Well, basically, as you know, George, sad enough, I can only emphasize the negative energy, mostly because people tend to remember that. But I also can promote the good news. But I'd like people to write down, as always, because I put my signature in my predictions, November the 24th, this is a day where I see thousands of people forced to relocate, mostly because of nature devastating force. And we know we got that all the time. I understand that, especially in the winter, but I'm giving you the windows where things would be most concentrated. I see the end of something drastic for some famous people, or even someone in power for that matter, and the negative weather could be touching Latino country, even the Philippines. I'm giving also December the 3rd, that's where serious drama, even a serious killer could come on, or terrorist activity, even a stampede could take place, some places where some people will be hurt or even killed. And the last date I'm giving out is a very, very serious message for everybody. It's going to happen on December 21st, and that's where there is a possibility for another tsunami, and obviously, and that's for sure, a battle earthquake above 6.5. And again, even though that those predictions to some people may not seem to be, you know, worthless, they are, because you have to be careful on those dates, as the intensity of negative energy could touch anybody. So just be cautious on those dates. That's
so it will not be a great Christmas for some people in whatever region gets hit with one of these things.
Well, not only this, but Christmas fall in a waning moon this year. During a supernova window, and you remember last year when a lot of people tried to go places and everything as far as transportation was canceled, including the volcano in Iceland. So just be ready not to have Christmas would be phenomenal if you spend it at home, if you spend it with people that you know. But you have to remember the light will be red upon those days, sad enough, and the world will be reminded again of God's will throughout the cosmic code.
Why is Jupiter so important for astrology, Lewis?
Well, Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system, and it was set by the extraterrestrial with such a mass, so it acts as a protector. Jupiter is called in Greek mythology the great protector, the great benefactor, and if there is any debris that would come to us, they will first hit the big back of Jupiter. And this is why I do not believe on a big meteorite coming down here and killing us. You know, the extraterrestrials were fully aware of the possibility of getting hit, and that's why this planet with such power, such a gravitational forces was set up. That's Jupiter. And wherever Jupiter is in anyone's chart, it produces a tremendous growth with a lot of luck, especially if you deal with foreigners and if you happen to be in foreign land. Like in my case, this great Jupiter impact is affecting my 10th house of career. It's already in motion in that area, and for the next 2 years, it's going to propel me all the way up all over the world.
Now, you've written a book about moon power, Lewis. I assume the moon has a lot to do with astrology and with people's lifestyle as well.
Indeed, the moon is our closest satellite, George, so she's affecting women's domesticity. Some women would be willing to cook, to have children if they have a moon in a feminine sign. And that's where the word, again, lunatic, moody, and crabby comes from. She is our closest satellite, and she does affect people and nature drastically. We all know that she's responsible for the tide twice a day, as simple as that. And so they do affect the human psyche, the human body, especially knowing that we're made of a great portion of water. And in time of a full moon, even some people have problem to pull their ring out of their fingers or put it in, for that matter. So I wrote a book, Moon Power, which is actually downloadable for free from my website, where people can understand and use the moon power. We are moving towards an age, George, where especially as we get close to the year 2012, where people will start to realize there is much more than dogmatic, religious, material. There is the opportunity through programs like yours, people like you and myself and your guests for that matter, that have things that are so very important to share with the rest of the world. Some are stay in the past and they promote the end of the world, the apocalyptic time, we're all going to die. Of course, they have no idea. They don't have no cosmic consciousness. And I stand strong in my predictions because I can understand, I can see the face and the tools of God, and I know how to use it. And that's why I put my signature on my work. So indeed, the moon plays an extraordinary part of the human experiences, George.
Lewis, when your cancer hit you, did you mm-hmm. feel that coming? Did you see that coming? I mean, you've been so important to so many people, talking to them about matters of, you know, fate, health, their own career. Did you see this happening for yourself?
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I wrote in my book, those born in February and those born in August, in January 2010, will be at the lowest of the lowest. And as I was being operated in Thailand in January, President Clinton, which was born in August, was operated on his heart. So I indeed predicted this sad happening. The tail of the dragon, it's easy, was in my 6 hours of health. So when the tail of the dragon cruises on your 6 hours of health, it forces you to undergo a serious rebuilding of the atomic of your own entire body, physically and spiritually. Some people have the tail, not in the 6 hours, which deals with the physics, but with the subconscious. So they undergo some serious psychological changes, and they are prone to suicide, they are prone to a panic attack, and of course, not knowing better, they run to their traditionally educated psychiatrists or psychologists who stuff them with Prozac and Ritalin, making the situation worse. And there is a lot of kids in the Army and the Navy which are committing suicide, and of course, the authority do not understand such an increase in suicide. It is due to the passage of the dragon in the subconscious area.
That's a lot. Well, Louis, you stay with us. Dr. Louis Toury with us. He's in France, and we'll be back, and we'll take phone calls with him on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Michael Cremo joins us, Forbidden Archaeologist. I'm looking forward to that. He is just a great guest. What's the mood towards America out there in France, Louis?
As I said earlier, our French president is somewhere somehow trying to, especially now that he's put in the position of power, so to speak, with what's going on with all these foreign countries. People like him, and it's the same results, you know, that you have in the United States with Obama. But he's trying to turn France into America, and the French people are pretty reluctant about changing their habits, put it this way. But he's very, very precise president, a little bit too sarcastic for his own good. His ascendant Virgo don't work for him. He's not afraid to say exactly what it means, and that when you own the position in politics, that's probably the last thing to do. But you know, he doesn't seem to care. There's a good portion of the French people that like him, and the mood is a little bit depressed because America still has the tail of the dragon in her face since 1997, where I predicted on your show the restructure of the United States economy, which in turn has affected the rest of the world and France. The good news is that as we approach March 2011, this nasty tail will be removed from America, and the slow process of recovery will take place, and then America will be back where it belongs.
Well, we're going to know they're going to do more positioning toward America if they start importing a lot of California wine, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, there is certainly some good wine here. Oh, by the way, when I was in the hospital, I talked to my roommate, so to speak. His name was Frederic Pagnol, and I said to him, "Oh my gosh, do you have any connection with Marcel Pagnol?" And he goes, "That's my father." Now, you're talking about one of the most prominent author and movie maker in the French history, so to speak. And as I teach my students, this is not an accident. There is no accident for me to talk to such a celebrity through his son. So knowing that he was a phenomenal writer and he had his own message to pass on to the world, I took it as a subconscious message of where I was going. And that's the way I think, of course, being Dr. Cherry. So that was an interesting experience for me to meet Mr. Marcel Pagnol's son.
All right, let's go to some calls. We're going to go to Houston, Texas right now. East of the Rockies, Edward's there waiting for you. Louis, go ahead, Edward.
How you doing, George?
Okay, thanks.
I wanted to tell you, I did get on that tumor rack.
I'm glad you did. Keep up. That's right. It's good stuff for you.
I am, yes, and it does work.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask him about my birthday, October 31st.
What year you born in, Edward?
46. I just had a birthday.
Well, you know, as a rule, those born in October are set to find balance and harmony in life. That's why you're very, very sensitive. And when confronted, you could become pretty aggressive, and that could put friction with some of your problems, with some of your partner. So as a Libra, it's very, very important to keep your balance and your harmony. You also have to stay clear from any form of chemicals, including drinking, cigarette smoking, because Libras, sad enough, have a tendency to get hooked on anything that is not exactly good. But you're the sign of psychology. You're the sign of savoir-faire, as we say in French. And as long as you keep your balance, you'll be fine. I see you going into studying something outside of the traditional, put it this way. And I see you traveling not only intellectually, but also physically within the next couple of years. You got that?
Do Libras generally all act the same, Louis?
No, it depends on the location of the moon. A very diplomatic Libra born with a moon in Scorpio will be extraordinarily sarcastic, very destructive, will suffer drastically in life because of this nasty energy. And it's Libra. This Libra happens to have a dragon tail, which is a residue of past life into an aggressive fire sign such as Aries. This person will probably be a fighter, with a bouncer, or end up being killed or in jail. You know, people are just robots of the stars, and they don't know. They don't have cosmic consciousness.
What's the year like for us next year? Have you looked that far yet?
Yes, I did. And next year, the head of the dragon is moving in Sagittarius. So anything to do with education, college, university, foreign land, foreigners, anything to do on that impact, it will be on the forefront, so to speak. So there's a lot of things going on with to the entire world as the world unified towards the age of Aquarius. The problem will be coming from the world of Gemini, which is, of course, communication, transportation, college, also anything to do with Gemini is communication in general. So the entire communication world is changing. As I gave you an example earlier, I used to work, and I will work with you for many, many years, don't get me wrong, but this Asia Google deal that I'm about to sign up, doing readings for the Chinese, the Indians, the Japanese on iPod and iPhone is changing the entire communication field that I'm used to. So much of the information and details, of course, are on my predictions from my website. But you can expect quite a lot of interesting changes as far as every one of us is concerned. This impact will affect a very specific house. So if it affects your career, like in my case, the great dragon's head in Sagittarius will literally explode on your benefit. God and the devil will become your friends to bring about all your wishes career-wise. If the head of the dragon is on your finances, you may land on the lottery. Now, if the tail of the dragon, which is more difficult and karmic, affects your work, then you're going to lose your job. If it affects your health, like it did affect me last 2 years, you're going to end up with cancer. If it affects your marriage area, you may be forced out of a long-lasting relationship. There is so many variety, and it's very difficult to explain what's really going on with the dynamics of the universe. But the cosmic code is very real. Knowing where the dragon's going to get you the next 2 years, especially the head, and riding this head is a blessing. And that's the beauty of knowing and understanding God's sign, because that's why he created the stars and the heavens.
Super. We are talking with Dr. Lewis Turry. He's a prophetic astrologer. His website, Dr. Turi.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com right now. He's live out there in France. You know, in Austin, Texas, not only are we number one on our station KLBJ, but we command 45% of the listening audience at night. It's absolutely unheard of, 45%. And that's because one of them, like Michael, first-time caller, is a listener there. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
How's it going, George?
Okay, very good. Dr. Turi's there waiting for you. He's in France.
Well, if I could just say for a second, I'm so thankful that I'm able to listen to you here in Austin. I used to live in Los Angeles, and I recently moved, and I there's a two-hour time difference. Got me going over here, so I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You'll find us in almost any city in the country, but go ahead, Michael.
Dr. Turi, I wanted to ask you, I'm a Libra as well. My birthday is October 3rd. I was born in 1971. And I wanted to ask about my career outlook for the year of 2011. What do you see happening for me?
Well, let me tell you, Michael, you know, one of the things Dr. Turi does, and we'll get him right back on for you in just a second, is that he's the best when it comes to personal things like health and jobs and things like that. So he'll not only give you the advice that you need, but more importantly, he will give you, I think, some guidance. So Lewis, what I'd like to ask you right now is, he's a Libra, October 3rd is his birthday. What do you see for his job, Lewis?
Well, the head of the dragon for those born in October is affecting the mind. And right now, the tail of the dragon has been last 4 years in his career, affecting his home and his security. So basically, all Libras, including Aries, by mutual receptions, have been going through quite a lot of problems. Not to forget the rest of us, victimized because of the general state of the economy. But Libras have been suffering in their career and at home. And it's a blessing in disguise for him, because Libras are really good people in terms of investment and the real estate. So if he understands that the head of the dragon in his third house, which is his critical thinking, his mental process, wants him to go back to college and learn something, he will end up making quite a lot of money and will work for himself. So my suggestion for him will be to listen to the intuition and to take everything that transpires as a good opportunity for him to go back and learn something new and get on the real estate he cannot lose.
All right. Good advice, Lewis. You know, when you go out, and I know you get recognized these days because you've been on some TV shows with me, some on your own.
Right.
What do people want to know about themselves the most? Relationships, does that come up?
Well, the first thing they want to know is, actually, relationships. It looks like you could be extraordinarily wealthy, but if you don't have love or your health for that matter, you're a nobody. You know, you can have all the money in the world, but if you have no money, no love, you're finished. So love, I would say, would come first. Second, of course, is their career. And third is absolutely anything else in between. So there is no... As a matter of fact, my last conference before I left for France, I was in San Francisco for the second time in 1 month. And at the table, as always, people are queuing, and as soon as I do a mini reading, the next thing you know, they send me the entire family and all the friends. So in my next conference in Phoenix, I'm going to get a TV crew, and I'm going to do what I do best. And to put it in the team, so to speak, for different networks and start them on a reality show. But it's amazing how our people are in such a need of spiritual guidance. Knowing that the age of Pisces, the age of deception, the age of religion is moving away to be replaced by the age of technology, the age of the new age. The new face and tools of the Creator will be easily accepted, contrary to what it was 15 years ago for me to talk on the air or anywhere where people thought I was talking with the devil, put it this way. So it is quite an experience. You know, even in London, I was taking a cab to go to a TV show in London. The cab driver heard me on coast to coast, Joe. It's just amazing. I was just blown away.
Listen to this story. I was in New York a few months ago. I did my programs live for a couple of days at our new affiliate, the WOR, and I got into the cab after I landed at LaGuardia Airport and got into the cab and went off to the hotel, and he was talking about Coast to Coast, and I just sat in the back talking to him, saying, yeah, I listened to that show too. I like it. Let's go to Alex in New York. You're on Coast to Coast. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, how are you? I was just wondering what you saw for the year ahead for Gemini, born May 29, 1974.
We love Geminis.
Well, basically, all of those born in June and December will be affected much more than any other sign of the zodiac, unless, of course, if you are a Cancer, a Leo, or a Taurus, and you happen to have the moon, the rising, the natal, or hidden dragon in Gemini or Sagittarius. But those two signs are going to be touched drastically. So basically, the impact of the dragon will be on yourself. So you will be forced to reevaluate your personality, yourself. So if you have too much weight or not enough, something has to be done for that matter. But the impact is on your seventh house of marriage and partnerships. So all the Gemini even currently are affected by these dragons, so they are going to be forced out of wrong relationships and be attracted more to foreign partner, to more of a quality, progressive, or more independent partnership. And vice versa for Sagittarius. So again, much of these informations are in my 2011 Moon Power or the Nostradamus Dragon Forecast, which you can download electronically from my website. But
there
be prepared. It's going to be quite interesting for you, my friend.
Patsy in Munford, Tennessee is up with Dr. Turiancos. Patsy, go ahead.
Okay. Dr. Turi. I would like to know for myself, I've placed great emphasis on my relationship with God, and I'm trying very hard to glean deeper into the scriptures, especially the Psalms. However, mm-hmm. one thing that bothers me a lot is I'm an older lady, and I'm very, very much wanting to meet someone, but because of the type of person I am, I don't know how I could ever meet anyone, especially...
All right, first of all, give me the month you were born.
September.
Okay, so you have to remember September, Virgo is like strong, critical. You're talking about the Virgin Mary. You're talking about Puritanism here, and that's one of the reasons why you're religious. You're already set by God himself to be a perfectionist. So if you think, and I know you do, that the world is dirty, messy, people are not good enough for you, what you're doing is neutralizing the seat of attraction between human being, and your subconscious will take your wishes or your fears as a reality. So the first thing you have to do is to be less critical about other people, about the world, and realize that you're in hell. You're not going to go to hell. This is it. And you have to better yourself. You have to raise your own vibration in understanding a God that's not going to send you to hell because you're already there. And be more forgiving to yourself. And of course, like all Virgos, which dictate quite a lot of past life in convents, being religious, you don't socialize enough. And if you don't get active on your 11th house of wishes and friends, you would never, ever meet anybody. And I really, to help you, you need to have a full life reading so I can take care of you, not just in the area of love, but in the area of yourself, your fears, your past life. But, yeah, providing your religious...
I thank you, Dr. Turi. You're very insightful. I do have someone that I think I could care about a lot, but I don't mm-hmm. know how to meet this person. So I just pray about it.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, but you still have to be practical, okay? If you're an earth sign, you're going to attract another earth sign. If you're an air sign, you're going to attract an air sign. The attraction, the seat of attraction is between the seventh house or the fifth house, but you don't have any understanding of the dynamics of the universe. So, and then you're stopping yourself. But the first thing you want to do is to keep having faith in God, okay? You are an old generation lady, and with all the respect that I own you, huh, you have been misguided in understanding God. You have to look at the fact. Three wise men, or more precisely, three astrologers who were following us, star at the birth of Christ. So that tells you that every disappeared civilization and every religion in this world were led by the stars right from the get-go. But the politically oriented church of the old days didn't want you to know the values of the stars. It's too much power to give you. So they replaced the good message of the Lord and the message of Jesus and every single prophet, for that matter, with dogmatic religious teachings have nothing to do with the fact on how God speaks to you and how God presents yourself to you. So it's time, even at your age, to raise your own cosmic consciousness and start to use the tools and read the signs so that you can aim towards your goal.
Dr. Louis Turi in France. We'll be back with Michael Cremo next.